2,000 years ago, Jesus gave his great commandment, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." So God looked down on the earth and said, "I need somebody to take the message that I have sent my Son to die on a cross and rise again, so that mankind may spend eternity with me if they trust in him. I need ordinary people to share this good news." So God made a missionary. God said, "I need somebody who understands this is a broken world and that one day I will put all things right. Somebody who wants to grow in their relationship with me and is willing to talk about their faith." So God made a missionary. God chose to use both young and old folks to tell his story. Those who enjoy the blessings of serving him yet are open to threats, trouble, and torture, often hardships, distress, beatings, kidnapping, imprisonment, and even death. So God made a missionary. God said, "I need laborers, lawyers, hairdressers, teachers, and nurses who are willing to leave a comfortable life and become dedicated prayer partners, pastors, church planters, carpenters, pilots, teachers, and radio engineers to work together in spreading my message to the four corners of the world." So God made a missionary. "I need those who are willing to talk about the evils of sex trafficking and relate the benefits of education, water purification, justice, and local sustainability. I need people who have a passion for what's right, while at the same time smile in difficult situations." So God made a missionary. God said, "I need people who can engage today's secular world, who will forego sitting on the bench and get busy with my world of praying, forgiving, reconciling, and contributing. I need those who get a thrill of seeing joy come into lives of others when they discover a new best friend in Jesus." So God made a missionary. "I need individuals, families, businesses, churches, and groups who will take care of the elderly, the orphans, the widows, the poor, and those in prison. I need those who have my heart and vision to lead my church." So God made a missionary.